It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. I normally confine my commentary to the games and the occasional dig at Charlie Weiss, but I have to get something off my chest this week. Larry Taylor, your play may have got you 6 points, but it was low down and dirty. Even though Connecticut won last weekend, they're still Bennard's big loser for Week 8. Big East officials, consider yourselves the runners-up. But I have to give Big East Commissioner credit for being a gentleman and phoning his apologies. But enough living in the past, let's take a look at this week's games. West Virginia at Rutgers. The Mountaineers will have their wits about them as they try to disprove the transitive property on Saturday. Greg Schiano's Knights just beat the only team to topple the Mountains, and they'll try to defend Piscataway from attack. The home Warriors might be tough, but their swords will be no match for stone. Bennard's loser, Rutgers. Pittsburgh at Louisville. The Derby City Foul are furious after last weekend's travesty, and will have their beaks good and sharp to meet the Panthers stalking in from upriver. Dave Wannstedt's Felines are performing worse than expected this year, despite declawing Cincinnati last weekend. They might have a lot of fight in them, but nothing the Birds can't handle. Bennard's loser, Pittsburgh. Indiana at Wisconsin. For the third week in a row, Bill Lynch's squad will attempt to become bowl eligible for the first time in over a decade. This week's target will be Brett Bielema's Badger Boys. The Rodents haven't lost at home in a while, and they have no plans to let unclaimed oral parts disrupt their cheese party. Kellen Lewis has been carrying this team all year, but his shoulders are starting to weaken. Bennard's loser, Indiana. Ball State at Illinois. Even high school have good seasons, as Mrs. Bennard reminded me. On Saturday, Indiana's largest high school heads west to take on Ron Zook's tribe. The Redskins got mauled by Wolverines, but the Medicine Men have had a week to heal the Shambana team. Both teams may have the same record, but that's where the similarity ends. Illinois earns a long overdue bowl bid this year. Bennard's loser, Ball State. Michigan State at Iowa. It's not the speed that kills Kirk Ferentz's career, it's a sudden stop at the end. The Avians have lost 5 of the last 6 games and don't have much to bring to the table against a respectable Spartan team. Mark D'Antonio is anxious to prove to the East Lansing faithful that the era of John L. Smith midseason collapses is over. A win this weekend would put the Spear Toters in the postseason, which would make his point rather effectively. Bennard's loser, Iowa. Northwestern at Purdue. The West Lafayette Choo Choo got back on track last week after plucking some Hawkeyes, and they'll try to declaw the Evanston Kitties this weekend. The Felines head into Joe Tiller's switching station, averaging more passing yards per game than their hosts, and the 5 wins so far should remind us all that this is not the Northwestern of years past. This should be an offensive showdown. But if Purdue's newly found defense shows up, the outcome won't be in doubt. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Northwestern. USC at Oregon. Back in Week 2, the Ducks put what appeared to be the final nail in the coffin of the Michigan Wolverines. When the Trojans come riding north on Saturday, they'll try to avoid similar embarrassment. Both teams are trying to get to the top of the Pac-10 standings and perhaps try for the national title. USC's balanced attack will give the foul fits, but a team that scores almost 47 points per game is just plain hard to beat. Bennard's loser, in a close one, USC. Florida, Georgia. Urban Meyer's Reptiles recovered nicely after a loss to LSU, shutting down an exciting Kentucky squad. This week, they'll head into Altel Stadium to put the bite on a litter of Georgia pups. The Bulldogs are where they are more as a result of their schedule than their skill, and that will be painfully evident on Saturday. Even with an injured Tim Tebow, the Gators will own this game from beginning to end. Bennard's loser, Georgia. Nebraska at Texas. We all thought Nebraska had something going this season, but now it's clear that they're shucked. The Longhorns have stumbled this season, but they'll plow the field without a second look. Bennard's loser, Nebraska. Minnesota at Michigan. The Gilded Rodents stand a very good chance of finishing this season without a conference victory. They've avoided blowouts in most of their games this season, but that won't be the case in Ann Arbor on Saturday. Lloyd Carr is only this game at home before a two-game road trip and the end-of-the-season battle against The Ohio State University. Putting this game away quickly and forcefully will set the stage for Michigan's run at the Big Ten title, and there's absolutely no reason the Wolverines won't have it decided by the end of the first quarter. Bennard's loser, Minnesota. Ohio State at Penn State. You have to wonder if Joe Paterno gave up coaching duties in Happy Valley to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. The Kittens have a serious case of split personality this season. So far, the state college crowd has seen Dr. Jekyll, but how long can that streak last? The last time Jim Tressel's nuts were cracked in a regular season game, the winner was Joe Pa. Will history repeat itself? I doubt it. Bennard's loser, Penn State. Okay, friends, that's all I've got for you this week. Tune in again next week when I'll have a whole nother batch of losers.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.